You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer. Good morning, guys. Happy April.
Happy April back to you, man.
And happy Easter as well.
Absolutely. Happy Easter. Yeah, I can't believe it's April. What
the heck? Chocolate and hard-boiled eggs, man.
Outstanding.
No, I'm thinking little pink peeps. Love those things.
I don't know what those are. I'm not even going to ask.
Oh, marshmallow. Oh, yeah. Marshmallows with sugar on them, basically, Todd.
Mm. Okay. Outstanding. Peeps. Well, that sounds real good. We have a fun show today, guys. I'm looking forward to it. I want to welcome our first segment, PJ Haberstock, who is residential sales manager in Atlanta for Boral Building Products. Welcome, PJ.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we get into it, PJ, take a second and just tell us a little bit about you, your background, and your company.
All right. Well, I've been in the Atlanta market for about 16 years, 20 years in building products distribution. Been working for Boral Building Products for 4 years.
So, PJ, tell us a little bit more about Boral Building Products.
So, Boral Building Products have over 50 distribution centers in the Southeast, Southwest, and Midwest. We are represented in over 11 states, and where we don't have direct distribution centers, we sell our product through direct manufacturers, right? Other distributors, right? Independent distributors. We sell to custom builders, track home builders, homeowners, contractors, masons. We welcome people to come into our showrooms and come and see our products and see what we have to offer.
PJ, you use the term cladding, and I think I kind of know what that means, but tell us a little bit more. What exactly do you mean by that word?
Cladding is anything that you're going to put on a wall that's going to be vertical. Okay, so whether it's brick, manufactured stone, natural stone, fiber cement siding, stucco, it's a cladding that goes on the wall.
Okay, exterior, I assume, is what we're talking about. Well, could it be interior as well?
Yeah, cladding could be interior as well, but we sell more to the exterior.
Talk a little bit about specifically the brick. Why would I want a brick exterior to my home versus some other material?
Well, you know, brick have been around for centuries, just like, you know, the Great Wall of China, right? So it's made from the most abundant resources we have in the world, which is, you know, clay and shale. You like brick because it's like I said, it's from the most abundant resource, clay and shale. Also, too, brick provides the depth and strength to weather, in heat, cold, water, and wind. Homes made from brick save an average of about 8% on energy bills over other claddings. You can also, because brick doesn't fade, rot, it's resistant to termites, and it's not brittle and doesn't dent. Resistant to mold, your homeowner's insurance is usually less if you own a brick home. Brick is also more soundproof than most sidings. It comes with a transferable warranty, and your resale value on a brick home is about 6% higher than most other houses that have other sidings on it.
Yeah, you talked about several things that were related to cash, which that always gets my attention when we're talking about money. You talked about energy savings, and you talked about durability. You talked about a higher resale value. I mean, does that translate into saving me money, putting more cash into my pocket if I go with the brick exterior to a home?
Long term, it does. The installation and the purchase of the brick can cost more on the front end, not substantially more. But the value you'll get out of it over a lifetime is well worth it.
So for home buyers who are seeking brick, are there specific trends you see in the industry as it relates to colors and size and type of brick?
In the Atlanta market, there's two sizes of brick that are used. One's a modular and one's a queen size. Basically, the only difference between the two that a homeowner would see, or someone who's not used to looking and specifically seeing that in a house, it's about a half inch taller. Queen size brick's about a half inch taller. But the trends in the market go with earth tones and a little bit rougher edges, rolled back edges. The pinks and the oranges are kind of out, and then the earth tone browns and the grays, and then also a red, white, and blackish brick are very popular right now.
PJ, this queen size brick you were talking about, where did the idea for that come from? I guess I've been looking at bricks my whole life, and they're always the same size. Is that because of, I mean, for appearance or durability, what's the reason behind it?
Well, it's more for savings. When you install or you're putting up a house, if you put up a brick house versus in queens versus modular, the cost for labor of putting on a queen is a lot less. So for each layer, right, for every four or five courses, you have less installation costs.
Makes sense.
All right. We'll be back with PJ Haberstock after this commercial break. HGTV's hit series Property Virgins is coming to the greater Atlanta area. Does the idea of buying your first home overwhelm you and cause you undue stress? We can make the process less stressful and give you the help that you need with one of the most important decisions of your life. We are looking for people who plan on buying their first home between April and September 2012. Please email propertyvirgins at cineflix.com, that's CINEFLIX.com, for more information about appearing on HGTV's Property Virgins. And we're back with PJ Haberstock with Boral Building Products.
PJ, you were talking to us about colors and, you know, textures and trends, and you mentioned that there's a black brick that's pretty popular.
Well, let me correct and say that there's just a part of the brick. If you were to blend a brick, it's got maybe 80% red brick. It's got a little bit of cream in it, and then you know, there's 3% of the total wall would have some black in it.
So that's really interesting. I'm gonna have to figure out who's using that and go see that.
Well, when you go around to new developments and you take a look, you'll be surprised, and you start looking at houses, you'll see the different colors, you know, and especially you'll see a red, black, and white brick.
Wait, speaking of colors of bricks, about 3 years ago, I, believe it or not, had a serious brick problem. My neighbor left the parking brake on his car off, came and knocked my brick mailbox flat on its side. He was okay. I was able to salvage about half the brick. And I was trying, it was just a horrendous problem trying to match up colors on that. What kind of advice would you give if somebody has a neighbor like mine?
First, you're going to get him to pay to fix it.
Oh, his insurance covered it. And he's a sweetheart of a guy, right, too.
But I would recommend that you come to one of our Boral brick showrooms. We have customer service reps there that have years of experience that can go ahead and can match the brick that you need to replace. Bricks are interesting because they're made from earth, and they're burned, and every run is different. So the brick that you have on your house could be 15 years old and weathered and has a different mortar on it. So what you need to do to replace it may not be the exact same brick that you had when your house was built or your mailbox. So coming into the studio, our brick studio, it's important that you bring a sample of the brick or a picture of the brick, and a customer service rep can help you from there.
I mean, it sounds like it's simple as matching paint.
Well, it can be.
Well, for you guys anyway, not for me maybe.
Yeah, it's challenging, but we have some very strong, skilled people that have been doing it for years, and they can look. I commend them. They look at the color, and they can look at a brick, and they know exactly when it was made and who made it.
Isn't that fascinating?
Cool. That is cool.
So talk to us a little bit about the different products you offer. I know in your introduction you told us, you know, you really offer a lot more than brick. So what else can we buy from you?
Yeah, we came into Atlanta as a brick manufacturer and brick distributor. And over the course of the year and with the economy, we've had to diversify. The wall share for brick, as well as for other products, is starting to kind of dwindle a little bit as for first-time home buyers, right, and first-time starter homes. Custom homes and houses probably 300,000 and up still have brick, no questions. But we had to change, and we're in the process of doing that from becoming just a brick manufacturer and distributor of brick, but becoming a cladding solutions provider, where we not only offer brick, we offer a manufactured stone, we offer a fiber cement siding, we offer a stucco solution. So anything that goes on the wall, we want to be able to provide it to you. The only thing that we don't do is natural stone, but hold your breath, it might come.
I have to stop holding my breath to ask the next question. But what the heck is fiber cement siding? I've never heard of that.
Fiber cement siding. It's siding made with wood fibers and silica or fly ash. Several manufacturers of it. You got James Hardy siding. You've got Nichiha siding, and you've got CertainTeed. There's probably others, and I apologize if I haven't mentioned them. We distribute Nichiha siding, and it's actually manufactured in Macon, Georgia, and it's used with wood fibers, fly ash. They press it, and out comes a 8 1/4 inch by 16 foot piece of siding.
So that's nailed up or screws, or it's not like stucco. Then,
it's nailed. It? It's nailed. So it looks like, I mean, Atlanta grew up on hardboard siding, right? Fiber cement siding is that next new siding that could be resistant and last longer and had a longer, you know, limited lifetime warranty. There's less maintenance to the fiber cement siding over hardboard siding. It doesn't warp as much. It's resistant to the weather a little better. Most developments, you'll see brick and fiber cement siding on it.
Well, let's say I'm building a home in Metro Atlanta somewhere, and I'm trying to decide which of the cladding solutions that you guys provide that I ought to choose. I mean, how would I go about making a decision of which of those is best for me?
Well, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to have a home builder that you work with?
I'm going to have somebody else do it for me.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all going to start with your price point, right, and what exactly the style of your house is and where you go from there, so what you want. You may want to go with, you know, you're going to have to hire a designer. It's going to be between fiber cement siding, brick, natural or manufactured stone, and possibly maybe some cedar,
or maybe all of the above.
That's right. You see a lot of change
like
in textures.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Well, PJ, we're out of time. Before we let you go, please share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about Boral Building Products.
Well, you can always look at us on the website on the World Wide Web at boralbricks.com or boralbuildingproducts.com. We have three showrooms and distribution centers in Atlanta. We have one in Duluth, and you can call there at 770-476-8106. We have one in Covington on the east side, and the phone number there is 678-625-4051. And then we have a location in Smyrna, Georgia, 404-792-1500. We have customer service reps always ready to help you out.
Outstanding. PJ Haberstock, residential sales manager in Atlanta for Boral Building Products. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That wraps our morning segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day. Okay, it's time for today's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, this deal is hot.
Is it hot?
It's hot. This is from Edward Andrews Homes, and it is their Warm Up to Savings event, where they've got five different communities that have different incentives ranging from $10,000 your way to $20,000 your way to free brick on the sides.
$20,000 my way. What does that mean?
So $20,000 your way means you can take advantage of this credit by applying it toward any of the options that you want. At Greystone Manor, which is from the high 400s, it's from the 4s to the 6s in South Forsyth, which is a hot area of town.
So where can I get $10,000 my way?
So $10,000 your way is available at two different communities, both in West Cobb. It's Stone Mill Creek from the 270s and Hawthorne at Lost Mountain from the 280s. And with the $10,000 your way, you receive a credit for $10,000 in free options as well as a side entry garage at no cost. And that one's at Hawthorne at Lost Mountain. Then Stone Mill Creek's a little bit different. It's a credit for $10,000 in free options as well as a metal porch roof and accents at no cost.
Now, I want to go back to that garage. So it's the $10,000
and
the garage?
Yep, says as well as a side entry garage, which, you know, those are so nice. They look so much better from the street, too.
I was just going to say, a home with a side entry garage looks so different to me than one with the front. That's a nice benefit.
Well, you know, it also probably means there's a slightly bigger lot because you've got to have enough, you know, real estate, so, you know, to speak, to get the house on it with a side entry garage. So that's a really attractive offer.
Now, all these options, are there any restrictions on that, or can I pick pretty much anything I want to add to the home?
Well, I think you can pick anything that's within the available options from Edward Andrews Homes. Probably the sky's not quite the limit, but they do have lots of options.
Well, it goes up pretty far. Where can you get information on these options?
You can get information by visiting Edward Andrews Homes online at www.eahhomes.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. I want to welcome Susan Fessler, who is the owner and president of Morrison Raper Real Estate Consultants. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure. Before we get into it, Susan, take a second and just tell us a little bit about you, your company, and your background.
First of all, I've been here for about 2 years now, moved from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Had a great opportunity to work with Morrison Raper Realtors here in Atlanta. Worked with Gail Raper, had an opportunity to work through some different ideas and directions in the real estate market at that time, working with some developers, capital groups, hedge funds, and so forth, and found the opportunity to walk into a great situation and purchase the company. So Gail is enjoying life, and hopefully, I'm sure she is, and I've stepped into some big shoes. So we are making things happen at Morrison Raper Real Estate Consultants, moved our office just recently. We were located on 14th Street, moved to the Peachtree 25th building there on Peachtree Street, have plenty of space, and are growing rapidly. We've got about 72 agents right now. Started out when I bought the company with 37, so all within a couple years' time, we have really, really pushed the button to get the agents back excited about what's going on today.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize that you were that big. I knew you'd grown a lot over the past year, but 72 agents is a lot.
Yeah, and growing. And the good thing about it is we're seeing builders get back into the business. And of course, the history and the main mothership of Morrison Raper back in the day was on-site sales. And so we are now actively seeking on-site agents to sit in our communities for a large builder that we're now representing, Perrin Homes. So we're real excited about that. Quite a few communities that we've got in outskirts of 285, and moving through those with you know, new construction coming out of the ground.
So you say the outskirts of 285, and that's kind of my territory. Tell us about one of the projects you're working on there.
Well, we are I'm learning all these little cities and burbs and so forth, just because coming from Chattanooga, you know, it was a big jump for me to kind of figure out what the perimeter really meant to me. So I'm going outside the perimeter into some areas such as Douglasville, Loganville, Lawrenceville. Everything, I think, has a ville to it at this point.
But I'm learning. Cartersville,
right,
Carol?
Cartersville.
Moving through some of the areas, Grayson, Roswell. So this particular builder is really taking advantage of reset pricing on lots, working with a fabulous capital fund to kind of push them through with new construction and get the market back and in a situation where, you know, we see homeowners excited about having a new home again.
What kind of things are the homeowners really looking for now? Is it all geared around price or home features?
You know what's, I look at that every day because we get contracts coming in for pre-sales as well as new construction. I'm thinking, what are they actually looking for in a new home? And it appears to be, you know, we're getting a great home for not a lot of money. We're selling homes for right under $200,000 that gets them about 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, great school systems, great communities, and feeling like they're getting into a community that's got some true value building as everyone is buying. So I think it's a few different avenues that they're looking to buy, and they are very educated when they step into these communities with what they, you know, have seen in the marketplace and comparing it. So they're getting a lot for their money today.
Right. So is your in-town buyer looking for similar things as well? They're looking for a big house, less money, or are they looking for something totally different?
It seems like our in-town buyers are trending in a direction of downsizing. Our Morningside, Ansley area, we're finding that, you know, the homes that are selling in those areas, basically, you know, they're a little bit more money than what they're coming from, but they're smaller homes. And I think they're wanting to get back into that in-town feel again and have a house.
What kind of differences are in the buyers, or the folks that are looking outside the perimeter and inside the perimeter?
Well, it seems like outside the perimeter, small families. And I know school systems are such an important factor today in purchasing a new home, and as well as community. They're getting their kids involved in, you know, outside of school activities with, you know, their soccer and football and everything else that they're getting involved in, and having a small community that they can get involved in and have their own subdivision that has a you know, home feel to it. I really think that they're you know, focusing in on that side of it.
Okay, we'll be back with Susan Fessler after this commercial break. HGTV's hit series Property Virgins is coming to the greater Atlanta area. Does the idea of buying your first home overwhelm you and cause you undue stress? We can make the process less stressful and give you the help that you need with one of the most important decisions of your life. We are looking for people who plan on buying their first home between April and September 2012. Please email propertyvirgins@cineflix.com, that's CINEFLIX.com, for more information about appearing on HGTV's Property Virgins. All right, and we're back with Susan Fessler, Morrison Raper Real Estate Consultants.
Susan, before the break, I want to go back to something you mentioned early on. You've basically doubled the number of agents since you joined up. So there's something going on. There's something different. There's some additional value that buyers are seeing in your organization. What is that?
Well, what I feel is really kind of pushing the excitement of real estate agents to get back in it again is that the level of service that has always been, you know, there for Morrison Raper Realtors and now Morrison Raper Real Estate Consultants has been one of a situation where there's leadership in, you know, through the agents that we have in getting the buyers today comfortable with the buying process. Fortunately, we have in-house in our office, we have Southeast Mortgage that we work very closely with as well. So when we talk about buying a home, there's so many facets to understanding what that buyer really has to go through. And I believe that the level of service that these agents are providing today is coming back around to them from previous years and so forth. So agents are excited to be back in the business. I think that, you know, for so long, they've really kind of felt like, you know, this is just something that's just not going to work for me right now, but we're successful in the years previous and feel that, you know, things are turning for them and their buyers, their previous buyers are calling them again. So I think the confidence is coming back in a full circle, and I think everyone's ready to get back into it. Agents especially.
One of your successful projects is the Preserve at Fisher Mansion.
Oh, wow.
What do people love about that project?
Let me just tell you something. The convenience of that property to just be able to just to get in the car, make a left-hand turn, make a right-hand turn, and be somewhere all within a couple miles. And the product is absolutely beautiful. We are on our last finish out of one of our buildings, and then the last building to be built is up by the estate that was the original. The background of the Fisher Mansion project. Nice location, nice finishes. Our young buyers are now looking into that area for the conveniences as well. And they also step into something, it's a lifestyle. They have zero maintenance. They have a swimming pool. They have a clubhouse. They have a feel of community in a very, very small, tight-knit setting. And it's beautiful, surrounded by the history of the Fisher Mansion.
Where exactly is that located?
It is located on Chamblee Dunwoody Road, right off the 285. Getting there again, you know, my directions are just kind of challenged, but I just know that I go 285 and get off Chamblee, and it's right there on the right. So, great location.
Okay, yeah. That's where I thought you were talking about, because I've taken a peek at it, and I was a little bit disappointed when you talk about young buyers, because I'm the empty nester with the big old house way out in the suburbs, looking to get in closer to the action.
Well, we're getting people like you too.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that. What other properties for someone? Again, I'm being selfish a little bit now, but somebody that's looking to downsize, the family's grown and gone. What of your properties do you think a guy like me ought to be looking at?
Well, there's a new project that we've taken on for a developer here, Epic Development, up in the Norcross area. They're finishing out a fabulous little small community, single family homes. It is called Clear Creek Cottages. Really, really quaint style. That kind of gives you a Rosemary Beach feel to it. I mean, it's got some really, you drive up and you see this purple house and you think, wow, is that really purple? And then you look next to it and there's a greenhouse and, you know, there's a yellow house. It's absolutely fabulous. And the finishes are incredible. That is a price point, a product that you can just jump right into that little community, and it feels so close that we're seeing all sorts of buyers come to that area. Great location.
How many opportunities are left there? I know there's only 14 to begin with.
We have a total of 8 homes to build, and we've got 4 already out of the ground and ready to build 4 more. So we're seeing quite a bit of activity. And the quaint little town of Norcross, oh my goodness gracious, I've really not been there very often. And when we took this project on and I went to the little town there, it amazed me the community feel that was there. And it's truly a great place to live.
All right, Susan, we're out of time. Before we let you go, please let the audience know where they can get in touch with you and learn more about the work of Morrison Raper.
Absolutely. We're located in the Peachtree 25th building at 1718 Peachtree Street. That's Atlanta, right in the heart of Peachtree. 24/7, someone on call that you can reach at 404-307-4811 or 404-228-2691.
Okay, outstanding. Susan Fessler, owner and president of Morrison Raper Real Estate Consultants. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, well, that wraps the show. On behalf of today's guests, PJ Haberstock and Susan Fessler, my co-hosts, Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.